Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Joan Pride is our guest. She's senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. And Joan, the big news this week in Washington has been healthcare, hasn't it?
Sure has.
And that's because the president has had another meeting on healthcare where he basically said, they met last week with members of Congress on both sides,
right.
Both houses, leadership from both sides. And they had their roundtable, 6 or 7 hours of debate. And I actually like that. I'm glad that they did. I'm glad they went ahead and got that done and did that out in the open on television. I'm glad they did that. But this week, it was not like that. The president basically said, this is what I want. This is what I think America should do, and we're going to push this through.
Yep.
Did I overstate anything?
No.
And if it happens, Joan, it'll have to happen on what they call budget reconciliation?
Yes.
Tell the audience how that works.
Well, budget reconciliation is a process by which you can pass the budget bill, which has to include only, I think it can include, I guess, net revenue losers. There's a certain, I forget how it's structured, but it has to be, the item has to be structured in a certain way to make it into the reconciliation bill. And if it makes it in, and the bill is going to pass with only 50 plus one votes.
In
the Senate, that means 51 votes. And what that means is they don't have to worry about getting 60 votes.
Right.
That's the key.
And the controversy over this is not that the Republicans haven't used it too, because they have. In fact, it's my understanding, this is a procedural structure, folks, that was actually invented by Senator Byrd of West Virginia.
The Byrd rule.
The Byrd rule,
yeah.
He invented this sometime back. He's 206, so we don't know when he invented it. But he did. And Joan, it's been used more by Republicans than by Democrats, but it's never been used for something as momentous as the health care bill.
Right.
That's the controversial sticking point right now, isn't it?
Right.
And so the Republicans have said that any time we've had this kind of sweeping legislation, it's always been done with some bipartisan support, which this one won't have. So that'll be an interesting thing. And I've seen smart people, Joan, on both sides of the aisle, they're still kind of in a toss-up about whether they even got the votes for this or not.
Right. Yeah, I think that's true.
Democrats. So we'll see. When is that going to happen? You know when the whole thing's going to happen?
I'm really not sure. I know the president is pushing for it as soon as possible. I really don't know.
Right. Joan, let's move down and talk about but anyway, folks, that's going to unfold. I'm going to say, Joan, this is going to happen this month, though, don't you?
Okay.
Don't you think it's going to...
I think there's a good... Yeah, I'd go with that.
It's probably going to be this month. Let's move down and talk about retail. As you guys say, as if times weren't tough enough, retailers have got some new and probably shouldn't say new, but maybe just increased competition, because this is something that's been going on. Tell us what this is.
This is interesting. We say more consumer product makers are going the direct route to the consumer, the direct-to-the-consumer route.
Yep.
So they sell stuff on the web without... having it sold, I mean, they have stuff sold in the store, but then they also sell it on the web directly.
There was a time when a lot of companies had stores, had franchisees, had affiliates out there.
Right.
And you could find their products on their website, but if you wanted to buy it, they would give you the ability to find a store in your area.
Right, yeah.
Where you could go and buy it from that store the store or on that store's website.
Yes.
But now... what you're saying is that more of these companies are allowing people to buy directly from them as well as from the store.
Right.
And Joan, this is just a natural progression. I mean, anybody could have seen this coming.
Yeah.
It's just...
that's true.
And Joan, let me tell you something. You're going to be buying an automobile like this very soon.
You're kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You'll be buying an automobile.
Bypassing the dealership?
To some degree. The dealers.
Wow.
I don't know when it's going to happen, but the time will come when you'll be buying automobiles. You'll be buying a lot of different things like this. So what does this tell what's the lesson for a small business owner on this, Joan? Folks, you've got to have a web presence. You've got to have an e-commerce capability on your website. You've got to be part of this. This is the 21st century. Joan, this is like 100 years ago, a small business saying, I don't need a telephone.
That's right.
What do I need a telephone for?
That's right. Yeah, I have to say, it bothers me when I deal with a business that doesn't have a website.
Yeah.
I can go to the website and get all sorts of information.
How about just
the directions? Without even having to call them.
Just the directions. How about that? And
right.
A phone number.
Exactly.
Absolutely, folks. And local search. Don't forget that, Joan. The sad news is over half of small businesses do not have websites.
Wow.
That's amazing. Folks, you got to get coming to the 21st century. Hey, Joan, thanks for being here. Good job.
Thank you, Jim.
See you next week. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back, hopefully with a better voice, tomorrow. Thanks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.